Caro was a kind-hearted peasant who lived high up in the pines in a mountain village far from the capital. One cold, icy day, as Caro was walking through the forest, he heard fluttering in the snow. It was a crane.
"What's wrong, little crane?" asked Caro.
Its pure white wing was pierced by an arrow. Caro's big, coarse hands gently pulled out the arrow, wiped away the blood, and set the bird free. Time passed, and then late one night, there was a knock on the door of his lonely hut. There, in tattered clothes and no shoes, stood a woman. "I've come to be your wife," she said. Then Caro saw that she was shivering. He took her hand and brought her inside the hut, and then he saw that she was beautiful. So this woman, who called herself Tsu, became his wife, and Caro was happier than he had ever dreamed possible. But as we know, two mouths are harder to feed than one. One night, as they sat by the fire, Caro said,
"Tsu, you're not eating. Here, have my rice."
"Oh, no, I'm not hungry. I'm fasting today."
"Oh, then I will fast too."
And they sat by the fire, staring at the last kernels of rice in Caro's bowl. The next morning, Caro woke up and found that his good wife had set up a loom in the back room of the hut. "The other women in the village weave cloth to sell at the market. I too can weave, but you must promise never to look in while I'm weaving." "Su-ka, su-ka, ooh." For 3 days and three nights she wove. "Ooh, su-ka." Finally she emerged, pale and thin, with a bolt of cloth. It was soft as a cloud and white as the snow. Caro took it to the market and brought back many gold coins. But the winter stretched on, and on, until one day Tsu and Caro found themselves sitting by the fire staring at their empty rice bowls.
"Are we fasting again?"
"I'm afraid so."
"We can't fast all winter. Could you? Please?"
"Caro, this is the last time I weave, and you must promise never to look in while I'm weaving.
Su-ka, su-ka."
For 4 days and four nights she wove. "Ooh, su-ka." Finally she emerged, paler and thinner than before, with a bolt of cloth that seemed to shimmer with a light all its own. Caro took it to the market and brought back three times as many gold coins. The next day, a traveling merchant stopped by their hut.
"I am told you are the woman that weaves this fabulous cloth. Tell me, what kind of thread do you use? Did you know that if you took it to the capital, you could make 100 times as much money? Why, for a mere 60% commission, I could..."
I see his lips move, but I don't understand the words. "Caro, make this man go away. I don't like him." Caro led the man away. An hour later, Caro returned.
"Tsu, did you know that if you'd weave just one more time, we'd have hundreds of gold coins, all the rice we could eat?"
"But Caro, I said I was never going to weave again."
"But we'd be rich."
"I don't want to be rich. I'm happy the way we are."
How can you be happy in this miserable hut? Look at you, rags! You could buy new clothes, hair ornaments, makeup. Sue, you could be beautiful. What's wrong with the way I am? Nothing, but ours is a rare and precious commodity.
With an elite clientele which exists only in the capital, even with his 60% commission.
Carl, stop it! Stop it! Stop it! All right. Sue, go. Sue, go. For 4 days and 4 nights she wove. Sue, go. Carl listened, overcome with joy. On the 5th day, Sue, go.
Is anything wrong, Sue? Sue!
Carl opened the door.
There, in the room, a pure white crane, smeared with blood. For with its beak, it had plucked out its own feathers and placed them in the loom. I was wounded, and you saved me. But now your dear heart has been captured by the world of men. So I return to the sky.
Carl looked down in the snow and saw a stream of silken fabric. It was white, glowing as the stars at night, through which was woven a single thread of crimson.